To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love getting my hair washed at the hair salon. It is so relaxing and refreshing. However, if one of the stylists said, "Hey, I noticed something funky on your head," I'd be glad. I would want to know, wouldn't you, David, if there was something that they saw, some kind of weird spot or something that wasn't dirt?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here thinking, well, you're enjoying getting your hair done. Could you imagine if they could help us determine if we've got cancer and help us prevent it by early detection? And I never thought of it before until we started talking with today's guest.
Yeah, it's incredible. The program is awesome. It's called Skinny on Your Skin or Skinny on Skin with Deb Girard. She is the executive director of the Melanoma Foundation of New England. Hello, Deb.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being
here.
Thank
you so much.
You bring up a great point because, we all go to a hair salon or barber or whatever it's going to be to get our hair done, hopefully every 6 weeks or whatever it is. And to imagine them as part of our health, regimen and being able to do more than just make us look good, they can actually help detect things and see. We were just talking about melanoma cancer and how it could even be in the scalp. And obviously, I can't see all the areas of my scalp. Otherwise, I'd probably notice more of a bald spot in the back that I'm ignoring. So if they could help detect it, but this is something you've started, you're involved in this program here, and I'd love to hear more about what is your program and doing? Are hairstylists willing to jump in and be involved and help us? Tell us a little bit more.
Are. So, given the fact that each year, we diagnose about 3.5 million skin cancers, skin cancer is an epidemic growing in this country and all over the world. And in fact, this year alone, we'll diagnose 76,000 new melanomas, and about 10,000 people will die from the disease. So, when you look at numbers like that, you need to ask the question, how do we shift the paradigm? How do we get more people engaged in the early intervention thing? Because the interesting thing about melanoma is that it's the only cancer that you actually can see. You can see it on your skin. And the majority of melanomas, if caught early enough, are highly curable. So I want to talk about what you can actually see.
And hang on one second, because this is something we just spoke about in a previous segment. It is all about the different types. You've got non-melanoma, melanoma, but the key is detecting it early. And
exactly.
So if we can see it and detect it early, the chance of surviving is huge. And so that's most of us ignore it, or we don't even know what to look for. So, yeah, share with us how you can help. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if more people are looking at your skin, because quite frankly, you're lucky if you see your doctor once a year, unless you go in with something, and we know about the way that the differences between the ways men and women go to the doctors. Women go with a checklist, and men can barely, talk about what they're there for. So there's a difference in the way men and women go to the doctors, right?
And we're anxious to get out.
And probably only about 15% of the population actually sees a dermatologist on a regular basis. So, and the other piece is that it's impossible to see your own scalp. It's impossible to see the back of your head and your neck. And so it makes some sense to teach some other people who are looking at your skin to be your eyes in the back of your head. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're working with hairstylists around New England to start with, and then it will be a much larger push. And we're launching this program and to train hairstylists how to do what you do with the rest of your body in looking for new and evolving lesions.
Well, it's smart. It's smart because I'm fortunate. I've got a good-looking hairstylist. I'll spend more time there and go more often.
Absolutely.
more so than my doctor. I guarantee you that. But
exactly.
The key is, so if you teach them what to look for, they can help early detect it, and then I can go to my doctor because they're not going to diagnose it, but they can raise a red flag saying, this may or may not be, but at least be aware. And that's what you're suggesting, correct?
Yes. So we're going to teach them the ABCDEs of looking at. Looking at a lesion. You spoke before about sort of the changes in symmetry, border irregularity, color shading differences, diameter, and probably the most important is evolution. And who could see evolution any more than your stylist who sees you every 6 or 8 weeks? If something's changing or if something looks new and funky, they can tell you that. So this program came out of some earlier research in the Houston area, started by a young woman whose mother was diagnosed with a melanoma that was caught by her hairstylist. And wow. So they did a study of 400 stylists and talked with them about, what do you know about skin cancer and how willing are you to be involved in this? And the interesting part is that they were very willing to get some education. So we started about a year ago. We've trained about 40 salons in the greater Boston area. And during May, we are going to do some big launches. Our big launch event in Boston is May 22nd, and it's open to hairstylists. And it's going to be a fun training party, and I think that it will be the first of our events, big events, to train people. And our real goal is to do all this in an e-learning mode so that you could go online, you could hear a presentation, you could see a video, you could take a test, and you could get certified.
That would be brilliant. That would be brilliant. I'd love to get involved with you. We'll have to talk offline about it because I'd love to bring up some of the education on the chemicals used, whether it be in chemical dyes, treatments, the shampoos, because if you're going to help detect the cancer or melanoma early, let's even talk about other ways to prevent it through some of the chemicals. So I'd love to team up with you and see if we can help with that as well in these salons.
Sure. Sure. That would be awesome. So I think that, and, you know, the more that we can get stylists to be doing it with every head that they look at. And the most important thing is that we're going to talk with them about, how do you talk with somebody? You know, people go to a hairstylist because they want to relax. It's fun. It's like nobody wants to be told, gee, you have something funky growing on your head.
I would.
Yeah,
if there's something
exactly. Wrong,
I want to know it. Hey, trust me, my hairstylist won't point any other problem out. We can talk fashion, too. But if they're going to help point out something with my health, I mean, I'm shooting way up. I would get to the doctor immediately because it's an area I can't see. And so
And
you can't drive the point home enough. Melanoma is a scary, scary form of cancer, and you, by detecting it early, can take control of it. And that's the key. Most people ignore it. They may have a mole. They may be spotting something even themselves and say, oh, we'll wait and see what happens, or they ignore it. And you can't. You've got to go to the doctor. So I think what you're doing is absolutely brilliant by bringing salons and stylists into this and helping us, helping prevent cancer or at least get it under control and preventing the deaths of cancer.
Well, and I think
Deb, do you see this going across? Oh, do you see this going across the country, Deb?
We certainly can once we are up on an e-learning site. We're definitely open to that.
And
it has
to.
Exactly. And I think that the other part of that is this is where we're starting, and we're starting here because 5 to 8% of melanomas are found on the head and neck, but they disproportionately account for over 10% of melanoma deaths. So you tend to see them later because you can't so easily spot them. And the best time to look is when your hair is wet. So, these are issues that we want to deal with. But the other point, other education point that I think is particularly important for stylists is the whole issue of tanning beds and training them about the dangers of tanning beds.
Oh, that's a whole nother show. We're going to run out of time, and we'd love to have you back. Because
I'd
that's
love
a whole
to talk about that.
Okay, we're definitely going to do it because you've hit on a subject that I am very passionate about because I do not agree with the tanning beds and the dangers and how to use them and how to spot the melanoma. But real quick, I think you need to go national with this. But in the meantime, to get more information, your website is M as in Mary, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward.org. MFNE.org. And Deb, I want to thank you. You've got a phenomenal program here. We want to help share and spread the word, and we want to have you back to talk about tanning beds in a whole other show. So thank you so much
Definitely.
For being with us today.
Thank you, too, both
Thanks,
of you.
Deb.
Thank you. I'm health and beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis. This is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.